Amon was sponsored by the organization to undertake a certificate course in a specialized field of digital marketing as recommended by his boss, Shirley, and as requested by Amon at his last appraisal. Both Shirley and Amon felt that with this special certification, he will be able to contribute much more and save money that is paid out to contractors to do. The course was a 12-month part-time program, which he attended at company time, and it cost the company $10,000. 3 months after the program, Shirley comes to see you, as head of HR, and hands you Amon's resignation letter and informs you that he will be joining a competitor with a 25% increase in salary and a position of manager. Shirley is devastated and wants to hold him back at any cost, saying that we need to increase his salary and change his title of manager. She further reiterates that he is a valuable employee and he is really making a difference to the department, particularly in terms of his contributions in the area of digital marketing. On parting, Shirley tells you that if he really wants to go, he has to repay the course fees spent on him attending the program. You decide to have a chat with Amon and hear his side of the story. In talking to him, you learn that he is actually not applying any of the skills he acquired at the program and feels that his boss, Shirley, doesn't entrust him with the tasks and continue to use the external contractors to do the jobs. Hence Amon tells you that you are frustrated and disappointed. Further, he tells you that you did not seeking the job and that he was approached by a recruiter. If you were the head of HR, how would you approach this issue? Suresh Menon on Human Resources.